and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Christmas Eve travelers are finding a lot of company on the roads and at the airports.
It's worse than I expected, so feeling a little slightly panicked.
I'm a full-time teacher, so I'm just trying to be on the beach and chill.
Weather Channel meteorologist Jordan Steele is tracking a big wind and rainstorm on the West Coast and snow and ice in the Northeast.
Who gets to experience a classic white Christmas? Again, remember, a white Christmas is classified as having at least 1 inch of snow on the ground or actively falling snow. You've got the elevated West, the Northern Tier, and some of the lucky folks here into the Northeast.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reports American Airlines is trying to recover from an hour-long ground stop earlier this morning.
The airline posted on social media it's currently experiencing a technical issue. In a statement, the company acknowledged the problem is affecting flights and says they're working to resolve the issue as quickly as possible.
FlightAware reports there have been more than 200 flight cancellations already on this Christmas Eve. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The remains of a Wisconsin airman who died during World War II are coming home. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency said military scientists identified the remains of U.S. Army Air Force Private First Class David Hansen of Milwaukee last August. Hansen was captured after U.S. and Filipino forces surrendered to the Japanese and were subjected to the Bataan Death March. He died as a prisoner of war in June of 1942 at age 25 and was buried in a common grave in the Philippines. Hansen's remains were exhumed in 2019 and later identified. They will be buried in Brookfield as a yet-to-be-determined date.
Santa took time out of his schedule for an interview. Here's Lisa Hale.
Santa Claus said in a recent interview that Bluey, Barbie, slime kits, and dinosaurs are the toys kids are looking for this year. But he has a surefire way to make children happy.
If you really want to please the kids, four things. One they want, one they need, one to wear, and one to read.
Santa was a guest on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show.
The inland trout early catch and release season opens on January 4th. The DNR reminds anglers they can target any of Wisconsin's inland trout species using artificial lures only starting in early January. The season runs through May 2nd on designated early season trout streams. Anglers are encouraged to release caught trout immediately. You will need a 2024-25 fishing license and an inland trout stamp to participate in the early catch and release season. You can find out more and get your license at DNR's Go Wild website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 28 for a high this afternoon. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy, some patchy fog after midnight, and with temperatures in the teens, we could see some of that fog frost on the roads and surfaces. On Christmas Day, cloudy with a high in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for being here. We're here with you on a Christmas Eve edition of The Morning Show. And with that, we've got some fun topics involving Christmas coming up. We have the Christmas movie based on your zodiac sign you should watch.
I need to know this. This is important information.
That'll be a fun one coming up a little bit later. We've got a great story from the Good News Network about a last-minute gift idea that might even be a good gift for you yourself. Might even be a good one. All that coming up. But we kick off our 9 o'clock hour with some energy. Oh, we will also get into our 30 hours of Christmas and our schedule here. More of that coming up. But we kick off our entertainment section here, touching in on Santa. Santa is at the NordicSanta.org. You can find the map here where he is. And he is 2 minutes out of China right now. Mm-hmm. So, last hour he was in Japan, of course. So, taking care of the Asia area right now.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So cool. I love watching this. It's so much fun.
I just really love this, and yeah. I love that now that we know the story of it too. It is so cool.
Yes, and the map is close enough that you can see like the names of towns and stuff over China as he's flying. I mean, I can't pronounce any of them, but
yeah, right, yeah, same.
Shaanxi, there we go. He's right over Shaanxi, China, right now.
Fusai County, he just passed over. Yeah, I love
1.4 billion gifts delivered so far.
That's pretty impressive. That is impressive. Getting things done. Santa gets things done. You can also zoom in and zoom out of it. I like that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, you can.
Yeah, cool. You can change the angle on it. This is amazing. Like, they go...
Oh, my goodness. I can look at the reindeer from the bottom and see their little feet going.
Yes, yeah. And as long as we're... because I just wanted to send a shout-out to our tech team, Corey and the gang over there. We really appreciate you guys. Merry Christmas to all of you. The people behind NORDAQ... do this. They put so much into this, and it's just really cool.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
I'm like right behind Santa's head right now. This is cool.
So cool. I love being able to do that angle.
Yeah.
Yes, it feels like you're in the back seat. It does.
Yep. Right behind Santa.
Check it out at nordexsanta.org. Everybody, have some fun with that one. We'll check in with Santa before we wrap up. A couple of quick entertainment notes for you. Questlove from The Roots, a wonderful, incredible musician and a great composer and everything, but has also gotten into documentary work and filmmaking recently. And he's one of the harder working people in the entertainment business. The Academy Award winner won just a couple of years ago, I believe. He's teaming up with Emmy winner Oz Rodriguez and NBC for a new film, Ladies and Gentlemen, 50 Years of SNL Music.
Ooh.
Just cool. Focusing on the performances and the musical acts from 30 Rock over the past 50 years. It's going to be a three-hour special that features sketches, performances, and over 50 interviews. And not just the musicians that perform there, but also songs that SNL has created over the years.
Oh, like their skit songs and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And a lot of rare stuff, too. Quote from Questlove, everyone knows the most famous SNL appearances, whether it's Elvis Costello, Prince, or the Beastie Boys, but they're the tip of a huge iceberg. So it's going to have some rare stuff in there, too, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for that. That is going to be pretty cool. He's one of the better, I think, becoming one of the better producers in the industry. And he always has been musically, but I mean more for movies and TV and everything. He's leaned into that. Also, some of the best hair you're going to see. We talked about
this. Worth commenting on.
Can't help myself. We talked about this a little bit on the Sunrise Show, and a big shout out to everybody who joins us from 7 to 8 over there Monday through Friday. Not only getting out your requests, but getting into country music news, and of course talking about our great friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop that sponsor that hour. Visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids.
You're going to have a great cup of coffee, and it's such a wonderful environment there.
Next week, I'm going to be giving away gift certificates to from the Ground Up. So be listening for that, everybody. Get you ready for the New Year's in a right way.
Cool.
We touched on this a little bit, talking about some country artists and how they're celebrating Christmas. I got a couple that I saved, but one of them I want to bring back because I just think this is a really cool idea and I've never heard this before. Audience, let me know if this is a common thing or not. 715-424-2600. Maddie Marlowe from Maddie and Tay gets a real Christmas tree, and then she and her husband shave a little part out of the bottom of the tree and make a new ornament out of it every year.
Oh, cool.
That's an awesome idea.
Is a really cool idea.
I tried it with a fake tree. Didn't work. But no. That's a really cool idea. I really like that.
Don't do that, Dave. Don't do that. Because you're going to use the same fake tree next year.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're not going to have a tree left.
I got nothing left. It's just a Charlie Brown tree.
Oh, my goodness.
Dierks Bentley and his family's favorite tradition is driving around and looking at Christmas lights.
That's a good one.
I love that one.
Mine from childhood. My family always did that.
It's something, same here. My family, my dad would get us in usually his Monte Carlo or something, and we'd drive around looking at it. We did this in Chicago as well as here. Here it was a lot more fun, I'll be honest. But it was something that we've always done. Jordan Davis and his family go to see It's a Wonderful Life at the Belcourt Theater in Nashville. They do that every year, I believe, too.
Wow.
At the Bell Court. That's
okay.
That's a beautiful theater, by the way.
So it must be like a playing of the original movie?
Yeah.
Or is it an actual play?
Oh, no, I think it's a movie. I think they play the movie there every year around this time.
That's cool.
That's a pretty cool one. And I don't think Jordan Davis is the only country star I've seen say that before. It's somebody else. I just can't think of who.
I wish that they would do that around Christmas time. Like, just one you know, theater room, because they have multiples, like in our theater here, and they just play the classic Christmas movies. How cool would that be?
Yeah, there's plenty of people that have plenty of family around, and then there's people that don't. And I know even there's a lot of our senior population that I think would enjoy that. I think there's a lot of younger people that would. I know that from my brother and sister and I, our family, we're the only family we had out here. And if my Nana Papa was out of town, it was just my parents and my brother and sister and I. And by noon, 1 o'clock, you know, you're kind of done. So we would. That's why we would go see Lord of the Rings or Jumanji or any of these movies we went and saw on Christmas Day.
How cool would it be to take your kids or your nieces and nephews and go see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on the big screen?
Yeah.
Like, let's get on this. We need to make this happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they just have a running, you know, like how we do our 30 hours of Christmas. The theater could just do 30 or however many hours of Christmas shows.
Well,
one right after another.
And I'm going to speak for myself here because this is a passionate thing to me and something I've done my homework on and I know quite well. The majority of movie theaters in the country, including local, are a monopoly. And you don't see them put a lot into their communities. They take a lot from their communities. And the communities have made those industries and kept it alive, by the way, through a pandemic even. So I think now we've had your back, have ours. Do some things for the community.
Also struggling. And how cool would it be to, I mean, and yeah, don't charge a full ticket price for a box office, because obviously you wouldn't need to do that. But it could be a cheaper price to get in, you know, $2 ticket. How cool.
Do that. Do it for free. Do whatever. And the PR alone, you can't buy that kind of marketing. You can't buy that kind of goodwill.
Always sell concessions. That's where the money is anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're playing movies. You're not playing new movies. You're playing a Charlie Brown Christmas. Play things like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I understand a copyright and things like that. You work around it. There's some stuff that is also just in the public archives that you could play for free. So you're already, so not charging people for those tickets when you're playing a free movie is PR 101. Goodwill that you create from that. I don't know.
We need to start a letter campaign, James.
Agreed. Maybe Keith Urban can help us with it. Urban loves going to the beach because it's summertime in Australia. You can rub it in, Keith. Rub it in. We mentioned Dolly Parton. One of her favorite traditions is getting her nieces and nephews together and making cookies. That's a fun one.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's more fun making cookies with kids.
Yes, absolutely. Let's go ahead. Oh, yeah, and I did want to touch on this story, too. This is a pretty cool one. It comes to us from WPR. You can go to WPR.org and check out Annie Marie Yanni's reporting, and she does some really nice stuff over there. I encourage you to check it out because there's a couple of cool things in there and maybe some helpful things in there. State officials released a big feelings guide for parents of preschoolers.
Yeah.
It's a tool meant to help young children regulate their emotions without screens. And it's apparently a real hit right now for the holidays.
Yeah, that's good.
I love that we are putting more of a focus on the holidays, on mental health, and not just, with Blue Christmas and things along those lines, but just in general. And just, hey, we got a couple weeks here where kids are out of school. Let's check in on them. Let's see how they're doing. It's this wild idea of talking to kids. This way.
helping them learn to regulate their emotions versus just distracting them with a screen. And that's kind of what that thermometer is about, is being, helping them. Okay, so you're having a complete meltdown. What are some really good activities for you to do with your child while that's happening? Maybe something physical. Go for a run. Go play outside. Maybe they need a hot bath to help calm them down, or a warm shower or, whatever it is. And I love that it gives all of those different, this is the level they're at. Here's some activity suggestions or things to help calm them down or work through those emotions so that they can regulate themselves. It's a really important skill to learn, and it's not something you learn by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. There's they don't have you a playbook for that one. That's where we step up as adults, and we can help with that one.
And for those of us who are also have struggle with that, it's a good reminder of, okay, you feel like punching the wall? Well, you know, maybe run up and down the stairs 5 times.
That's one of the cool things. Exactly. That's one of the cool things about checking in on each other and focusing on mental health. It, as you do this for others, it turns out that it can help you as well.
Yes.
We're going to get into our 30 hours of Christmas. This is going to be kicking off at noon today, everybody.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And it will kick off from noon to 2 with one of the greatest shows you will ever hear, The Polka Show.
Yeah, Tim is doing an awesome job with that.
Got to talk to Tim during the Christmas party about this a little bit. He's so excited. He's got some really good music in there for you. As Wendy was telling me, he's got plenty of it. He's I think Wendy was going to actually give me some of his. She was looking to pawn off some of his stuff. appreciate the work Tim puts into this. Be sure to check it out today from noon to 2. The Polka Show. Tim Hubble does an amazing job with that one. Mm-hmm. At 2 o'clock, Procter & Gamble's Christmas Hour.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. At 3, you'll have the NBC Hall of Fame Christmas with Walt Disney. It's a classic. Mm-hmm. Another one comes up at 4 with Fibber McGee Cuts His Tree, and some Christmas music will go along with that.
Fibber McGee.
Jack Benny, the legend Jack Benny, will show up next with a Jell-O Christmas show and a Christmas music. We've been talking so much about songs and artists that we have to hear around this time of year. It's not Christmas unless you hear Johnny Mathis or something like that. Growing up, Red Skeleton and Jack Benny were my papa's favorites. And every Christmas we'd listen to a Red Skeleton special and Jack Benny and stuff. So for me, that's a big part of it, too. Those are voices I have to hear.
Yeah.
And we know the audience loves it, too. So we love getting those out there. Then from 6 to 8, some original programming. Seth Faces the Music.
Yeah.
Seth is going to have a great one lined up for you, all about Holler Monkeys. No, wait, no. That's sorry. Got my notes wrong on that one. It's nice focused on the holidays, of course, and everything. And Seth does an amazing job with that show. 6 to 8, join us today for Seth Faces the Music. And then from 8 to 9, a brand new director's cut.
Woohoo! Yes, we recorded this yesterday.
Not many people are giving you original content or new original content today or tomorrow. We're doing that for you, everybody. We work hard at this stuff because we want to give you something to look forward to. Have us on in the background when you're driving to your Christmas events or at your holiday parties or at your holiday gatherings or anything. We love having us on in the background. Director's Cut's going to be a good one. 8 to 9, join us for that. Melissa stopped by us. Now our new Christmas tradition. 3 years doing this now.
Yes, and I did exhaustive research.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, watching 9 trailers with half of them at double speed was really intense.
It's not easy work, but somebody had to do it. We talked about who famous actors who have played Santa.
Find out who my favorite Santa is.
Yeah, we had some fun with that one. Also, with Melissa's community stories and the great fun we had with that, we had some poems that we read, and we're going to include those into that director's cut.
Great. And Seth did such an awesome job with the production on those, and everybody that recorded them, thank you so much. They turned out wonderful.
You can tell whenever Seth produces anything because it sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. It's some of the best stuff you'll hear on not just our station, but in radio in general. That man's ear is second to none. Shout out to him and all the great production. And, of course, all these bumpers. We love these bumpers.
Yes, our Christmas bumpers.
At 9 o'clock tonight, night before Christmas, and then at 10 o'clock, the Christmas Carol. And 11, we'll have, of course, from 11 and then from 11 to 1, the Messiah will be playing. And, of course, at 11, that will begin with the intro from Carl Hilke.
That's so wonderful.
From 1 to 6, Civic Media Christmas music.
That's AM.
Yes. And thank you, Melissa. Yeah. Then 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., the Polka Show will come back. From 8 to 2, we'll have Civic Media's Christmas music special. We'll be just playing a bunch of Christmas music.
Perfect background for you.
Yeah. 2 o'clock, Fred Allen, Jack Benny, and the CBS Town Hall Christmas.
Nice.
At 3 o'clock, the classic Red Ryder Christmas. We'll have that for you.
Awesome.
4 o'clock, Jack Benny is back at work with Jack and Mary Go Shopping, and Fibber paints his tree, a classic. And of course, at 5, Jack Benny with the Jell-O Christmas Hour, and Fibber cuts his own tree. 6 o'clock, we'll replay that Seth Faces the Music for you. And,
nice.
And at 7, the director's cut will replay. And then from 8 until midnight, Civic Media Christmas Music.
Awesome.
Of course, we will not be here on Christmas Day, and our offices will be closing at noon today. But we will be back with a brand new show for you, the Sunrise Show on 105.5 WIRI from 7 to 8 on Thursday. And then from 8 to 10, we'll be back here with a morning show for you. Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods is going to sit in with us.
Awesome.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be cool.
And 15 seconds until Santa's in Australia.
Oh, nice.
Over Australia.
Nice. Good day.
1.5 billion gifts delivered, guys.
Good day and good morning to all of them over there. Enjoy. Does he have to do it upside down? Does he have? No, no, that's a bad joke. Bad joke. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, everybody. And especially to our Australia listeners. I know how big we are.
No, but he can take off his big coat because it's warm there, like you said.
There
it's
you
summer.
Go. Yeah, yeah. We'll come back and we're talking about what zodiac sign lines up with your Christmas movie. Christmas movie you should be watching.
I need to know. I need to know.
Coming up on the morning show.
The holidays are here. The family is coming home, and excitement is in the air. The family of Pro Seamless in Wisconsin Rapids wants to wish your family a safe and happy holiday season, and thank you for all of your support in 2024. They are excited to serve you in 2025.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
At some point, you'll need to take money out of your IRA and 401k. What should you know about these mandatory withdrawals? First, they're called required minimum distributions, or RMDs, and you must start taking them when you're 73, or if you were born in 1960 or later, 75. RMDs apply to your traditional IRA and 401k, but not your Roth IRA or Roth 401k. The amount you take out is based on your account balance and age, but if you don't take out the required amount each year, you could face a 25% penalty. You can withdraw more than your RMD each year, but keep in mind that your withdrawals are taxable. When you inherit an IRA or 401k, you still must take RMDs, but you typically must take out all the money within 10 years. After you've started taking RMDs, you must do so by the end of each year. So, if you haven't taken them for 2024, you may need to act quickly. Learn as much as you can about them. You'll want to make the right moves at the right time. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Comer, sports broadcaster on WIRI. I'd just like to wish a very Merry Christmas from my family to you and yours.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 28 for a high this afternoon. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy, some patchy fog after midnight, and with temperatures in the teens, we could see some of that fog frost on the roads and surfaces. On Christmas Day, cloudy with a high in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Such a voice. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Let's get into a fun topic here with us. The New York Post, which I don't normally go to, I'll be honest with everybody. They created an interesting list here, though. And they did their homework on this one. I'll give them credit for that. They did a list of Christmas movies with each zodiac sign in mind. And here's how they line up. So the Christmas movie that lines up with your zodiac sign. And they're saying that this is the movie you should watch or what have you, but I just think it's kind of fun and interesting to see them tied together.
Yeah.
I did not pre-read this one, so we will go ahead and dive in all together. and let's see where we end up with Aries, of course. Aries at number one. Or Aries at number one. Aries, of course, first on the zodiac chart.
The first zodiac chart.
Yeah.
Sign.
A Christmas Story.
Really?
Quote, it checks the boxes for Aries with a storyline that leverages triple dog dares, obsession, poor impulse control, and tacky lamps.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. And I don't know about tacky lamps. I don't know about that. I don't know.
It's a pretty awesome lamp, personally.
I think so. And they become a lot more popular. Like, you see them a lot more all over the place. Mm-hmm. Taurus. For Taurus, the classic 1947 version of A Miracle on 34th Street.
The classic, okay.
The original. Taurus folks make for natural skeptics, but bulls will approve of this movie, a meditation on capitalism, the burden of proof, and the beauty of believing.
Okay, and Taurus, that's April 20th to May 20th for those of us who aren't in touch with our zodiac signs.
You know, that's really helpful because I'm not, and that's very helpful. Thank you, Melissa.
Yep.
So I'll give the zodiac sign if you want to include
I'll
that.
I'll give the dates. Yeah. Sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And that seems to make sense for Taurus, and a great movie. Mm-hmm. Miracle on 34th Street, great movie.
It is a great movie. And as we discussed on that director's cut, both are good, the 47 and the 94.
One of the few times I think that happens where the modern remake is really good, too.
Yeah.
Gemini, the Santa Clauses.
Okay, that's May 21st through June 20th.
Mm. Premise is one.
Santa Clauses.
Premise is one close to the extremely indecisive heart of every Gemini. As a retirement age Santa must grapple with work-life balance and consequences of his bad choices. Oh, okay. I haven't seen that one.
Okay.
And then there is Cancer.
June 21st to July 22nd.
The Lindsay Lohan Netflix movie Falling for Christmas, which apparently has been really popular on Netflix.
Really?
The trailer reminds us sometimes forgetting who you were means discovering who you are, which sounds like a water sign, according to this. I don't know what I'm talking about with this. I'm Rod Burgundying this and just reading what's in front of me, while also trying to self-edit. Leo.
Leo that is July 23rd to August 22nd.
All right. That is my...
So, Chris, my brother, this is the movie for you. What is it?
And my dad. Let's see here. The Freddie Prinze Jr. Netflix movie, Christmas With You. Dance routines, grand gestures, all of that going on in that one. Okay, all right.
Interesting. Hmm.
Virgo.
That is August 23rd through September 22nd.
The classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ah, classic.
Virgo thrives on being underestimated, and no story encapsulates the spirit of the underdog like Rudolph.
True.
That's a good one. That's true. Mm-hmm. Very true. Mm-hmm. And Rudolph's not the only, underdog
in that movie. Yeah. No, there's the whole Island of Misfit Toys. Yes. There's the dentist, elf.
Hermie.
Hermie.
Yeah,
there it is.
Hermie. Yeah. It took me a second. Libra.
September 23rd through October 22nd.
Elf. They are inclined to have difficult relationships with their fathers, and never has the dynamic been more lightly dramatized than in the Buddy and the Elf and his dad. Yeah. It's pretty good.
That's funny.
They go on to a couple. There's more details to these. I'm giving you kind of like the opening lines
for
them.
Yeah, we're giving you the cliff notes.
Scorpio.
October 23rd through November 21st.
That's an interesting one, and one that I've had suggested to me a lot over the last 2 years or so, and I just haven't seen it yet. Spirited.
Ah, yes, that was recommended to me, too.
The Christmas Carol adaptation starring Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. No one loves a bad guy goes good story like Scorpios. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Sagittarius.
November 22nd through December 21st.
Again, a Netflix movie. So did they just do this with Netflix? I'm really looking into it. I'm not seeing any tie in there, but there's got to be, right? A Boy Called Christmas. I don't know this one.
I don't either.
It's pure cinematic joy for Sagittarius, who loves nothing more than an unexpected journey and optimist's errand.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. And then Capricorn.
Capricorn is December 22nd through January 19th.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Capricorn represents the archetype of the father, and there has never been a more unhinged holiday dad than Chevy Chase as Clark Griswold. That's pretty fair, actually. That's pretty on my and Aquarius.
January 20th through February 18th. So this is mine, my Christmas movie.
Home Alone.
Ah, all right. Okay. I'll take that.
Most lone wolf water bearers would welcome the chance to spend the holidays alone in a fancy house eating ice cream and outsmarting baddies.
I'm not going to argue with that.
I love the idea. I don't think I've ever really seen a picture of you as a kid or a teenager or around that age. But I love it, what's popping in my head right now of you basically in the movie. You. It's the same movie, but it's you. I'm loving this right now. What's playing in my head is so much better than what the actual movie is. Nothing against
it
the movie.
It is one of my favorite movies, too. Like Christmas movies.
It's a great one.
I really loved the Home Alone movie. The first one. I can't say that I've seen any of the rest of them. Maybe the second one.
Yeah, I honestly haven't seen the other ones, but that first one, it's great.
It's such a classic.
I think Macaulay Culkin's performance is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love anything Catherine O'Hara does.
Yes.
She is the perfect Christmas mom, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When she yells, Kevin, every one of us feel that. But I love, I'm a sucker for Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern. I love their performances, the bad guys. Daniel Stern's holler is one of the best hollers you'll ever hear. It's a great one. That's a good movie. And then for my fellow Pisces out there.
February 19th through March 20th.
Yes. All my fellow fish, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, that's perfect for you.
Yeah, that worked out, actually. That's kind of interesting. It's kind of funny getting to play George Bailey. That's kind of interesting. Ruled by the dream planet Neptune, Pisces is associated with film, fantasy, and far-flung romance.
Ah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they nailed me on that one. Isn't
it strange when those, you know, those zodiac signs or the horoscopes align with things?
Yes.
I mean, it does. Some of it seems pretty fantastical and like, well, yeah, that's real general. It could. But when they do line up, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hold up a moment. Maybe I do believe.
Mm-hmm. It gets you. It catches you for a second. Whether you keep it or not, it does catch you for a second with that one. Especially that one. That really like boom, boom, boom. Really hit me good. They got me on that one. And we look forward. Now, what do you think should be your Christmas movie? Like, let us know what that is, everybody.
You know, I would have liked it to have been one of the ones that were recommended to me to watch this year, like Elf or Spirited. But, you know, I'll take Home Alone.
Yeah, I hear you. We'll go to our news break, sports break, and check in with our partners. And Melissa and I will be back with more fun. We're going to get into a good one here coming up. The weirdest Christmas movies released from 84 to 2024.
And Santa's going to be back at the settlement on Christmas Island in 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Oh, we'll be keeping you up to date on that coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Secretary of State Sarah Godlowski, chair of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, proudly announced a historic $70 million distribution from the Common School Fund to Wisconsin Public Schools during a press conference held at Brown Deer Middle High School last week. This marks the largest distribution of the fund's 175-year history. The Common School Fund, established in 1848, is the only dedicated funding source for many of Wisconsin's public school libraries. For more than 90% of these libraries, it is the sole source of financial support for books, technology, and other essential learning tools. Created from the proceeds of federal land granted to Wisconsin, the fund has grown to $1.5 billion under the BCPL's financial stewardship. Under Secretary Sarah Godlowski's leadership, distributions from the Common School Fund have nearly doubled in recent years. Wisconsin has plenty to offer at its state parks. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
If you're still looking for a gift idea, how about the gift of being able to explore Wisconsin? Here's Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie.
One great idea is purchasing a state park admission sticker for those outdoor lovers in your life. You know, you're going to provide them with 12 months of access to all the state parks and state forests. And next year actually marks the 125th anniversary of the state park system too. So visitors, they can expect a wide array of events at all the state parks that are celebrating this important milestone. Really making that vehicle admission sticker an even greater gift.
You can buy a state park admission sticker at the Wisconsin's DNR website. He's made his list, he's checked it twice, Santa is packing his bags, and he's ready to fly in the sky and deliver gifts to all the good kids. You can follow his progress at NORADSanta.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers dominate the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time, I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team in the sense of I get everybody energized. I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy they won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, maybe one of our best defensive effort.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Happy holidays from WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ashley, your marketing consultant here at WFHR and WIRI, and I am here to help local businesses, big and small. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 28 for a high this afternoon. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy, some patchy fog after midnight, and with temperatures in the teens, we could see some of that fog frost on the roads and surfaces. On Christmas Day, cloudy with a high in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows
like a light bulb. I'm sorry. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Checking in on Santa. Heading over Indonesia right now, it looks like, Mel.
Yeah.
That is looking pretty cool. You can find Santa at nordexsanta.org. nordexsanta.org. Before we wrap up, got some kind of fun things for you lined up here. We're going to talk about gift giving wise that might be good gifts for last second gifts or just good gifts for you. I know that my family has a bit of a tradition after Christmas of doing something for yourself. It doesn't have to be a gift. Maybe it's just a good
time.
Like an hour for my mom. We would always try to give her a couple of hours or the afternoon to read. You know, that usually these last couple of weeks leading up to the big holidays of Hanukkah and Christmas, she doesn't get to do her favorite thing in the world, reading. So we would, you know, usually, especially we'd usually get her a new book for Christmas. Ooh, so, you know, let her have time to do that. Keep that in mind, everybody, especially as we are more and more conscious of mental health this time of year for yourself, for your loved ones. The 26th, the 27th, maybe this weekend, have something lined up for that.
Yeah. Take a little time to recharge.
And maybe something to do if you're, you know, especially tonight, you're to the adults out there and you're looking for something fun to do and everything. And you know, something different, maybe. You've watched all the traditional Christmas movies and classics and everything. You've just been enjoyed the Charlie Brown Christmas, maybe. What about some weird Christmas movies? Huh? Nobody covers weird like we do.
Let's change it up a bit.
Yeah. And also, I think that if you haven't watched one of your favorite Christmas movies yet, save it. It might be a good palate cleanser after you watch Gremlins. 1984 Gremlins is where we start.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, I actually think that that's more of a fun debate than Die Hard. Is Gremlins a Christmas movie? I think that's a much more fun debate because it seems that like Christmas is so much more a part of the movie than Christmas really is in Die Hard.
True.
Christmas is kind of like a big part of the story in Gremlins, where it's a part of the story in Die Hard, but it's kind of the fourth, fifth storyline. It's not really the biggest one.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, in a nutshell, described as fantastic, funny, and scary.
Yeah, that's
what more could you want out of a holiday movie?
Right.
Now, I personally have never seen Gremlins because I don't like scary movies. Mm. And I get that this one is a pretty, like, tame, scary.
Yeah.
Still.
1985 takes us to Rocky IV. Rocky IV.
In case you didn't see 1, 2, or 3.
Yes.
You should start with 4.
Rocky IV. Now, this is the famous one, of course, where he takes on Ivan Drago and you know, the whole Cold War kind of sideline with that one. You've got Dolph Lundgren and Bridget Nielsen in it. Carl Weathers has his last moment in it, too. Okay. From 19.
And he's wearing these stripy pants. I mean, it's almost like he's wearing a candy cane.
Yeah, there you go. From 1985. I believe that's the one with the robot, too. It's got the robot in it, though. 1996, we go to next with Santa with Muscles, a Hulk Hogan movie. So take that with a grain of salt.
Santa with Muscles.
You've got, Mila Kunis is actually in this one.
Oh, wow.
One of Mila Kunis's early movies that she was in. I think there's a couple of other actors in it, too. But, yeah.
Quite a few other actors, yeah. Don Stark, Adam Wiley, Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris is in it, that's right.
Yeah.
A kind of a somewhat modern classic from 1997, Jack Frost.
Yes.
The Michael Keaton movie. Michael Keaton is in this one. Kelly Preston is in it. I got a couple of actors in that. And Michael Keaton mostly doing voice work in it, but still.
Mm-hmm. You're still in it.
Let's see here. 2005, one of my, actually, like, I don't know if this is a great Christmas movie, but I do love the movie, and it was the start of a turnaround for Robert Downey Jr., Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh.
Now, Christmas is in this movie quite a bit and everything, and it does have to do with it, but it's, I wouldn't say it's really about that so much as it is about, it's kind of a black comedy crime film. I love the movie, and I think it is integral in the turnaround for Robert Downey Jr.'s career. where Val Kilmer is in this, and it's one of the
Michelle Monaghan.
It's one of the last times you get to see Val Kilmer really acting with the health issues that he had and everything. I don't know if it's a critically liked movie or anything like that. I love it. I love the movie. I think it's really good. And Robert Downey Jr., you see in this movie why, okay, that's the next Sherlock Holmes. That's the next Iron Man. And I love Val Kilmer. Big fan of Val Kilmer. Big fan of both those guys. So that's a good one, I think. And if you haven't seen it, it might be a fun one. And you're not getting away from the holiday season because, again, Christmas is in it a bit. Then you've got Alone for Christmas from 2013. I don't know what this one is. I'm looking it up with you, Melissa.
Oh, it's got a dog and a candy cane. Family leave their dog home when they visit relatives on Christmas Eve. When burglars break in to steal the presents under the tree, the dog uses a variety of tricks to stop the crooks. So it's Home Alone.
But
with a dog.
Yeah. I love it.
Called Alone for Christmas. The dog is the hero.
Now, just a little look behind the curtain for the audience here and everything. Early on in our friendship, Melissa and Laura and I would sometimes sit back and watch some fun, you know, B or not even B, like C horror level movies.
maybe D or F.
Yeah. Lamageddon, anybody.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought we were going to talk about Santa Jaws.
That's where I'm going, yes. Yeah, Santa Jaws. Leading right into Santa Jaws is where we wrap up from 2018.
Is that actually on the list?
Yep, it's on the list.
Whoa.
It's the last one on here.
That is so awesome. I highly recommend this movie because not only does it have better acting than Lamageddon, but it has a decent storyline.
Does it? It's actually got really pretty decent reviews.
I think it's a good movie.
I don't even want to look up the plot. I want to be surprised. I want to be surprised by whatever
absolutely
the plot. and I bet that there's some other ones out there and everything.
But it is also not one for the kiddos.
No.
Because it is a bit of a, I would say, it's not even described as a type of movie. I would say it's genre, horror, action, comedy, adventure, science, fiction, thriller. They didn't know what it was either.
Yeah, and I'm not sure any of these are Christmas movies. I don't remember Jack Frost, the Michael Keaton movie, but I'm just to play it safe. Probably not for the kids.
Yeah, that one's also not for the kids. It's about a serial killer.
Yeah, but that's all right. You know, this is for the adults. The adults deserve to have some fun tonight and everything. And the kids, right? you got to be asleep anyway. You got to be asleep. That is your whole job, being good and going to sleep on time. Like, that's it.
Because right now Santa is over Indonesia still, and he's headed. He just left Singapore. We're almost to 1.7 billion gifts.
Ooh, wow, man, that is impressive. Just thinking about that number. We are going to go to our final break of the holiday. We'll be right back to wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 28 for a high this afternoon. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy, some patchy fog after midnight, and with temperatures in the teens, we could see some of that fog frost on the roads and surfaces. On Christmas Day, cloudy with a high in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I had to play that one. I had to yes, play that one to play
absolutely
us out. Melissa and I to take you to the top of the hour, and then we'll be wrapped up. We'll be getting you ready, though, because we got our 30 hours of Christmas coming up at noon. Matt and Air on Air coming up, though. Join them for that. They'll have some fun with you on this Christmas Eve.
They have a great conversation with Jane and Greg.
Mm-hmm. A big shout out and thank you to all of our civic media family and team. Wishing them a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all of the above. Santa over last seen in Malaysia, heading over to Thailand now.
Yeah,
taking care of that area, doing a good job.
I love
of it too.
Watching him and when he takes a turn.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
It's so cool. I've never actually spent a lot of time on this website before.
I'm enjoying it. I don't know if they've always done this thing where you can mess with the camera angle, but the behind the I've zoomed in and I'm right there in the sleigh with them. This is awesome. This is awesome.
Yes. NORADSanta.org for any of you just joining us. Check it out. 1.7 billion gifts delivered, and the number keeps climbing.
I got to say, too, I think, if Santa did have somebody in the back seat, I'd be pretty good at this, Melissa. I've got a wingspan. Yeah. I could grab gifts and get them to them real quick. Like, I feel like I'd be pretty good at this.
True. What this doesn't show, though, is him popping up and down those chimneys.
No. That's pretty
amazing.
Couldn't
keep up with that.
Yeah. I did want to wrap up with a couple of fun things here, and one of them I just wanted to do a callback to your news segment and the great job that Jimmy did with the national parks, and a reminder to everybody about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. It's a great Christmas gift if you don't know what to get somebody. That what more wonderful experience could you give than a park sticker?
You're supporting your state. You're putting mm-hmm. back into your state, and you're enjoying your state. It's a really cool idea.
And we've talked a lot about what are great gifts to give experiences. And that's one that would keep giving year round.
Young is so true. Young and old, it doesn't matter who you are. That is the most consistent thing I have heard of what people want this for the holidays and what they want in gifts in general. Mm-hmm. Another thing is goodwill. I'm hearing a lot of that, and I'm hearing it very genuine. I'm hearing a lot of that. And I think that ties into one other gift idea I have for you. And whether this is a gift for somebody else or maybe for yourself, something to keep in mind. Many adults feel that they are falling short in one, if not all, of the, quote, assignments of their lives. They often feel that their failures, they feel their failures more than most. We tend to be our own harshest critic. Mm-hmm. Well, people are not failures when they're doing the best they can. And this is something that is that was instilled in a lot of us when we were young from Mr. Fred Rogers. And this great gift idea, this is a pretty cool one. It is a new day-to-day calendar that features 365 inspiring quotes from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Really?
That is so cool. I actually, growing up, that was one of the gifts I would get usually for Christmas was a calendar. And I like the flip calendars. Now, of course, I got Simpsons ones all the time. But I love the inspirational quote ones. I'm a quote guy. I love them. I think a good quote is like a little short story.
And, you know, I had a really wonderful conversation with someone who mentioned the fact that nobody's really replaced Mr. Rogers. Not that anybody could, but nobody has really replaced him with the type of programming that he did and he gave us to have this, you know, a little snippet of him in our lives daily would be, that would be really cool.
I felt that. It's odd, I know, to people out there, but I felt this like I do when I think about leaders. Like, you know, the leaders that we used to have and that we don't anymore. And I think of it the same way in leaders when it comes to this and education and kids. Mm-hmm. I do want to put a special shout out to Steve from Blue's Clues. I think that he has done he's no Mr. Rogers, but boy, has he done a great job of, I think, not just on the show. He was amazing on the show. Mm-hmm. Maybe the best I've ever seen at working with kids. That's saying something, I think. But it's what he's done as an adult as well. With you know, for adults too, and the kids that grew up on Blue's Clues and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think no Mr. Rogers, he would be the first to tell you that, but I do think it's an honorable mention.
Well, and he had an impact, you know, that was different than Mr. Rogers for a different generation.
Yeah,
equally important.
And so just some of the quotes that are on here that will pop up, like, I would like to tell you what I often told you when you were young, when you were much younger. I like you just the way you are. Another one. Many adults feel that, I gave you that one already, sorry. There's the good guy and the bad guy in all of us, but knowing that doesn't ever need to overwhelm us. Whatever we adults can do to help ourselves and anybody else discover that there's true can really make a difference in their lives.
Yeah.
The world needs a sense of worth, and it will achieve it only by its people feeling that they are worthwhile.
Yeah.
Ooh, that one hit me. Ooh,
yeah,
right there.
The adult, for adults, Mr. Rogers.
I like it. I like it.
That's great.
And I mean, it, you know, you look at some of the like testimony he gave when fighting for NPR and public broadcasting, I should say, more public broadcasting and some of those things. Yeah, that man had bars. That man, he was a talker. He could talk. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at our schedule for the next 24 hours or so, everybody, keep in mind that our offices will be closed today at noon and then tomorrow.
Yes.
Encourage you to stop on by if you need to before then. Otherwise, we'll be back here on Thursday, and we'll have the same schedule next week for New Year's Day.
Yes.
Wednesday show, of course, tomorrow, but we will have a word of the week for you on Thursday.
Hey.
Phil will be joining us in his normal time slot. We're looking forward to that. And then, of course, we'll have the pet of the week at the top of the 9 o'clock hour.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that. We do have some basketball for you on Thursday. Looking forward to this. On 105.5 WIRI at 105 Assumption Boys, taking on Amherst as a part of the Century Classic up in Point.
Nice.
Mike and Seth going to be covering that one for you. Appreciate them working on that one. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
That's going to be great. We'll have Lincoln High School basketball for you on Friday. We'll tell you more about that on our show on Thursday.
Excellent.
Did want to also let everybody know that we have got some great, you talking about things to do this time of year and everything, goodwill. Volunteering There's so many great volunteer opportunities out there. You can call 211, the United Way's 211 service, and they'll hook you up and help you out with that.
Yeah.
I would love to recommend to people the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin has Meals on Wheels. Mm. One of the greater things I think you could do with your time, not only if you don't have time to deliver meals, is helping them make them, helping them prepare them.
Yeah, excellent.
It's a great idea, a great opportunity to be able to do that. You're looking for gifts this time of year. Savor the Arts has a bunch of great concerts coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And we're kicking off the new year on January 31st with Jeff Allen. Are we there yet?
Such he a sounds like a great comedian.
Yeah, that's great. They got a bunch of other great shows. Again, you'd be buying local, supporting local, and you're keeping the funds in our community and everything. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get a great show.
Absolutely.
And one of the definitions of buying local, supporting local to me is our farmers markets. And we have our Winter's Farmers Market this Saturday from 9 to 1 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church.
You can shop in the warm.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great tagline.
They have an elevator, too. So don't worry about having to get down to the basement.
Yeah. And again, keep in mind, everybody, at noon, our 30 hours of Christmas will kick off. It's kicking off the right way with the polka show.
Yeah.
We'll have a new Seth Face. Seth Face the Music and a new director's cut for you later in the day. So we'll be with you and hanging out with you. And we wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays to everybody out there.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Happy holidays.
Thanks so much for joining us. Great show today, Melissa.
Yep. You too, James.
You guys take care of each other. Be good to each other out there. And we'll talk to you on Thursday with Katrina Hintner will be joining us for the morning show. Have a great one, everybody. Merry Christmas.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Christmas Eve holiday rush is on. It paid to leave early.
Booking early out of New York was very quick, so just going early in the morning, 4 a.m., all good. Nothing unusual so far.
A technical issue forced a brief ground stop at American Airlines that has since been lifted. They're assessing the damage in Santa Cruz, California, after the city's wharf partially collapsed in rough surf.
We called the lifeguards. They came. We told them the location of the victims. And then we rushed off the wharf as fast as we can.
Two people fell into the water and had to be rescued, but they were not seriously injured. The Latin Patriarch in Jerusalem, Cardinal Pierre Battista Pizzaballa, drove through the Israeli-built separation wall today to meet with Gaza's small Christian community.
We want next year to be here full of light, light that in the darkness we are now we didn't see.
The Cardinal will lead the annual Christmas Eve midnight mass in Bethlehem later tonight. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
James here, host.